Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. It's hour number three here on the Big Bad Morning Show. No Rob Long today. He is out. We were talking about the offensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins and Frank Smith. Again, I don't know who you want to. He's the guy calling the plays. Mike McDaniel, play designer, and I'm sure he has some sort of say-so in what goes on. I do think, given time, you can find something to go after this team, but this is a short week, even for them. We're talking about a situation where you don't get as much prep to look at a team, and I feel like with the Ravens getting healthier, defense going to look a little bit different. But I still think the way to beat them is throwing the football, and I think Achane has a big game out of the backfield. Like, I think Achane goes under his rushing yards and over his receiving yards. I think he gets peppered in that game. They've been mixing in a little bit more Ollie Gordon. He's been running down some near the goal line as well. I'm not saying he's splitting carries, but Achane's rushing attempt prop is 10.5 in Vegas for Thursday night. And I wonder if it's because it's a short week that you don't want to just throw the guy out there and get him killed. You know what I mean? Like, body's still aching, so maybe we see a little bit more Ollie Gordon. But
well,
I also...
go ahead. With Achane, I always call him Achane. When did he change his name?
The what?
Achane.
I thought
that's what they call him. I thought it was Achane.
It might be
when he first came out, but now everybody calls him Achane.
But I think you're just stuck on that song with OT Genesis.
The money in my chain.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, but he's really good at the backfield.
I look real good today.
Yes, I love that song. He is. He's real good. Real good out of the backfield, and that's where we've had some trouble. And even our best linebacker, like Roquan's had trouble in coverage, covering backs out of the backfield. I'd like to see a little more Simpson, maybe, because he's a little faster.
So,
To handle it, because I think it's going to be a problem.
I'm going to throw this out there right now. I have prop plays for the NFL game tomorrow night that I love, and it all has to do with how it correlates with how I see the game, because I see a high-scoring game. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be able to stop this run game whatsoever. And this kind of goes back to what I thought was going to happen against the Bears. The Dolphins are terrible against the run, and don't get it twisted from what you just saw in Atlanta. I have no idea what happened there. Bijan didn't get off, neither did Tyler Algiers. They got so far behind, they were just throwing the football left and right. With Lamar back, people are going to see the difference it makes for Derrick Henry. His prop is like 89.5 yards. I would ladder him again this week, even though we didn't get to do it last week because of the goofiness that happened. But he's going to have a huge game. I love Derrick Henry over his rushing yards, and I like Isaiah Likely a lot. As I said, Achane over receiving, under rushing. Why? Because if the Ravens are scoring the way I think they're going to, he plays more into the passing game than he does the running game. The running game goes to the wayside if you're down two scores.
Could you explain laddering?
So what laddering is when you take a bet. So I would, for example, let's say I'm betting $50. I would bet Derrick Henry over his 90 yards.
Right.
And then I would bet him over his 100 yards. And I would bet him 110, 120, 130, 140, 150. The higher you go up, it starts to turn into plus money. So if he does get 150 yards, you win all those bets. And it turns into a really big payday. If he gets to like 100, 110, you can come close to like breaking even or just under it. But again, I think he has a huge game on Thursday night. The one concern would be, It's the same thing I just talked about Achan. It's a short week. Do we see more Keaton Mitchell? Maybe you look that route. I don't know, but I still think Derrick Henry's going to break one with Lamar in there. He's been getting hit in the backfield consistently.
Yeah, he hasn't got a chance.
They've been crowding the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Guess what? Now you can't. This is just like when Happy Gilmore learned how to putt, the way people were treating Lamar. Oh, we want him to throw because he can't. Oh, he can throw? Yes, he always could. You guys are sitting here second guessing mm-hmm. him, and now you see what he can do. So I just think it's a really big night for the Ravens. I think both offenses are going to score, but I think the Ravens dominate.
Yeah, I do too. Stating the obvious here, him coming back makes all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. And now you got pretty much everybody back. I mean, you know, Madubuike obviously out for the season, but you've still got some pieces missing. But you got your players back that you expected. And let's see what you can do here.
Yeah. I'm really excited because, like, this gives you the opportunity right after this. We have the trade deadline next week, so you'll have a chance. They'll have mm-hmm. some extra time there if that's what they decide to do, getting ready for, who do they have, Minnesota out of the bye? Or out of the mini bye, the 10 days off. I think they play the Vikings next. But this is a game where, even with the Vikings, they don't know what's going on with their quarterback situation. You will be favored in a lot of these games moving forward, maybe even all
actually
of them.
This month. After the Dolphins, you're right, they were at the Vikings, at Cleveland, get the Jets at home, and Thanksgiving at the Bengals at home.
I forgot they were playing Thanksgiving, sons of bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got the Vikings, Browns, Jets in a row, and then the Bengals on Turkey Day.
But yeah. All right, so with them playing Thanksgiving, it does kind of give you that extra, thing to look forward to after Thanksgiving mm-hmm. night. Like, you're always going to, it used to be every Thursday or every Thanksgiving, they would have the Egg Bowl where Mississippi State plays Ole Miss, and you'd have your two NFL games back mm-hmm. then. So you'd watch college at night. And then when they went to the three games, you started seeing some different teams playing. And now it feels like the Ravens have been on there quite a few times on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I know is we worked the day after anyways. It didn't matter. Black Friday, my ass.
We didn't used to.
Yeah.
Now we have to because they're playing.
But are you concerned at all what they could draw up? I don't think they had a lot of time to figure
Who
out
they, things. The Dolphins?
The Dolphins with this defense, because I still think the trouble is the pass rush.
Oh, it's definitely trouble. I mean, it'll generate one. So, yeah, it's a problem.
And I'm not going to be sold by what I just saw in one game. And, again, the pass rush wasn't great in that game. They tried a lot of things that didn't work out. And I don't know if anybody saw it. I retweeted it, but Chris Long was just gushing over Kyle Hamilton and the play where he chips the guard, where he mm-hmm. runs in and bumps him and it just explodes off of him and gets the quarterback. Just talking about it, he said, do you know how difficult that is to do? Like, he was doing something else and saw an opportunity and took it. So if you want to see that, he was just flat out gushing over him. All right, a couple other things to point out here with the Ravens and Dolphins on Thursday night. We said you get 10 days to get ready. The Ravens do have three straight road games, but it's a little bit different because of the bye, the mini bye, as I call it, the 10 days mm-hmm. to get ready. And if you go back and look at it, we've talked about how good John Harbaugh is off the bye. He's really good off of that mini bye, the 10 days to get ready after a Thursday night game, too. So I feel good about where I feel good about where they're at right now. The only key is staying healthy the rest of the way.
Yeah, oh, obviously. We don't even have to say that anymore, I think, because people should know.
But
they don't.
But it's almost like people go, okay, they're back. We're making the run now. Well, now you still have to stay healthy, which is another hard part of this.
Now you still have to win all your games, which is almost impossible. Yeah. Oh, I don't care how good you are. I mean, went from being the best team in the league in the power rankings, number one preseason, all this, and now they're looking at a 2-5 team.
I still can't believe. We were talking about the fact that, like, let's say you do make that run to the playoffs mm-hmm. and maybe you make your run to the Super Bowl and you have this amazing season that you go back to this week that Tyler Huntley won and realize how big that game was and everything that had to happen and go right along the way. It's going to be a great story to tell.
That Wiggins pick, it was the biggest thing of the season right now.
Yep, I don't think there's any question. All right, we got to get the shovels coming up next, Ed, and I've got a good one. What about you?
Mine is it's pretty good, but I'm going to leave it as a surprise because I think people need to hear this.
Okay, we'll get into that. We'll do shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, it's time for Shovels. If you want to get in, we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Ed, start us off. Who gets your shovel?
Hannah Grubbs. I don't know if you know who Hannah Grubbs is. She's what is now known as an influencer, which I think is ridiculous.
It's a big thing these days.
A big thing. Well, you've heard of Hurricane Melissa, obviously, the one that devastated Jamaica. It's terrifying. It's up there with the 1935 Labor Day hurricane. It's tied for the worst ever make landfall in the history of the world.
Really?
Yes.
I think I know what this story, by the way.
Yeah, it's just awful. And people are going to lose everything. Jamaica's a poor country if you've been there. It's a very poor place. I don't know how you evacuate an island.
By the way, one of my favorite vacations we ever went on, I remember we had the screw up where we didn't book a nonstop and we were going down with all my friends celebrating our anniversary and then going to celebrate my buddy's 40th in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. The hurricane touched down in Florida when we were on the tarmac.
Oh.
Took me 4 hours to get my luggage back and then our whole thing got canceled. Yeah. We could have still went if we spent another $6,000. Right, and yeah. We were like, we're not doing that. So we did eventually go to Jamaica. That place is so amazing, and I could go there every year, but I got to admit, the drive, we were in, what is it? It's Negril, and what's the other one?
Kingston, Negril.
Negril in
Montego Bay.
Montego Bay. Yeah. So we were in Negril, so the drive, but when you're driving through like some of the area mm-hmm. where it's very poor.
Oh, it's incredible.
Very poor. It just, it feels weird, like, hey, I'm going on this great fit. There's about a bunch of people that don't have food, and they're living in a shack. Like, you're seeing holes. And yeah.
And that's what's so devastating. How do you stand up to this hurricane? And I saw this video. I don't know if it's AI or not. I doubt it. But the ocean was washing over the island, and sharks were like on land because they were just coming up with the water. It was wild. It was wild to see. But anyway, it's Hannah Grubbs and her friend. They flew into Jamaica ahead of the storm and to have a vacation and been posting that, you know, getting a cocktail while this thing is hitting and people are losing their lives in their homes. So she's getting a lot of criticism, and I think deservedly so. It's really insensitive.
Unbelievable. Well, listen to this. Mine's going to a coach who just got fired and given $54 million to go away. Brian Kelly. You got to love this. These stories are now coming out about Brian Kelly's time with LSU. The governor even spoke up about it. He said, I think LSU sports and LSU board of supervisors need to rethink their actions to raise ticket prices for next year after tonight's showing, after that game. And then, of course, he gets fired after they lost to Vanderbilt. Former LSU safety Matthew Langlois was not a fan of Brian Kelly. Here's what he wrote. I was forced to medically retire before I could get a second or third opinion. When I was playing very well before my injury, I'd hear Coach Kelly quite often. The second I got injured, not a word. Generally one of the worst human beings I've ever been around. Unless you were producing positively for him on the field, he could care less about you. He'd pass me in the hallways, not a glimpse, not a word. He's only in it for the money and himself. Absolutely ruined the culture of LSU football, and I hope people see the real Brian Kelly. He is getting destroyed. Yeah, I can't believe it didn't work out when that douchebag showed up with his fake LSU accent.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's an old Cajun saying, tout le monde est cousin. That means everybody's kin around here unless you aren't, and that's the phrase they've used for Brian Kelly. You ain't kin, man. Get the hell out of here. Yeah. Kelly was a fantastic football coach at Grand Valley State, Cincinnati, Notre Dame. I don't know that he was a fantastic coach at Notre Dame, but it did help him get the LSU job. And then again, showed up with the fake Cajun accent. There's so many stories that come out, even his time at Notre Dame, that people said he was a scumbag. But yeah. I'd still like to get paid $54 million to go away from anything. We don't want you around here. Here's all that money. He's in his 60s and he can do whatever the hell he wants. $54 million. Do they pay that in a lump sum or do you get payments, you think?
Depends on your contract. Some of them get paid through. They'll just continue to get paid. I think that's the way schools want it, because there's some guys, there's a caveat. If someone picks you up, then they don't get all the money. Some do.
I didn't even think about that part. If somebody picks you up, because he might just take a TV deal for the next couple of years.
Yeah, or get another coaching
job. That's what Billick did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 410-583-1057 if you want to get in with any of your shovels. One other thing I wanted to bring up, just talking about tonight, there is college football. You got the World Series. We've got NBA, NHL, lots of stuff going on. We've talked some NHL earlier. We're going to talk to Mike Bordick later and get his thoughts on the World Series and the Orioles managerial hire, which, have you followed up and looked at this at all, and the new manager and how everybody's talked about him? Like, if you listen to baseball people, they think the Orioles got the best manager out there. And I've heard people say, well, if he was with the Giants and Buster Posey knows him well, why wouldn't the Giants have signed him? Well, you guys wanted Ryan Flaherty and the Padres didn't sign him. They signed someone else. Mm-hmm. So you can't, like, I don't think you could sit here and go that way. I think maybe this guy came in and just wowed him. And I think you have to like the fact that he said no to the White Sox and Marlins.
I think it's very important.
Because this would be different if this was a manager getting his third gig, right?
Right.
If he said, you understand that. This is his first gig. There's no guarantee he gets another opportunity to manage in this league. Had enough confidence in what they're doing in Cleveland and in himself. The fact that he's a former catcher, I think all this stuff is just
crazy. All this gravy. Stuff's important. It's just, to me, it's also important. Keep in mind, okay, the White Sox were bad. The Marlins were in the hunt last year. They were a third-place team in the NL East. Not like they're a terrible team. So you could have taken – they had a much better season than the Orioles did.
I think when you look at those two teams, you look at the White Sox and go, no, I don't need that. Yeah. I don't trust the front office there.
Right.
You look at the Marlins and you go, trust the front office, but are they going to spend any money? Because when they draft guys or they find somebody that's good, they end up trading them away in this last year, the last 2 years of his deal.
Yeah, I would say hell no to the Marlins.
It's so,
but anyway, and the other thing I do like, so many baseball people have given him the thumbs up. Because they know, seriously, if people are kids, whatever business you're in, you know who the really quality people are in your industry and who the fakers are. And the fact that people say this is a real win for the Orioles is like, really?
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know nothing about them.
I'm excited to see, and again, free agency now when everything starts opening up, the winter meeting starting. And I do think they're going to make a couple of big splashes. I think they're going to sign a free agent pitcher. Framber Valdez makes a ton of sense here. There's about three or four guys that you would like to kick the tires on and bring here that's in free agency for starting pitchers. So you don't have to trade for it. But I do think that middle of the order bat, unless they're going to cough up a ton of cash for a Kyle Tucker and then you're competing with the big dogs, I don't know that you win there. Or you make some sort of trade. Because like Luis Robert's an interesting guy that's going to be out there, but he gets hurt every year. But getting him outside of Chicago, wouldn't it be exciting to get a player of that caliber out away from that nonsense that is the White Sox?
Yeah.
So I just think there's going to be options. Josh Naylor, Eugenio Suarez, that's the right and left-handed version of each other. I think it's the same guy. One from the left side of the plate, one from the right. Suarez a little bit better defensively. But, you know, you look at the guys that are going to be out there. Are we going to see any teams that decide to make some trade that you didn't expect? Like, I didn't expect the Tigers to be going, hey, we're going to listen on Tarik Skubal. You are? I guess you have to listen on anything, and you're going to get a huge deal.
Well, he's going to be a huge payday.
He is, but, like, aren't you at that point? Like, who are you paying on your team right now?
I don't know, and I think you came real close to, you know, to winning it all here.
And who was the key part of that, though?
Right.
It's that guy.
That guy, of course.
You see that guy three times in a series or twice in a short set, it's tough to beat him once, let alone twice. You just need somebody else to step up for you, you know? So, all right, 410-583-1057. We got plenty more that we're going to get to coming up. As I said, we're going to talk more Orioles. I want to hear from you guys. The Birds have their manager, but according to John Heyman, they won't hire a GM. Are you okay with that? How do you feel about the new manager? Was there somebody else you wanted? Tell me why. Anybody you want them to go after in the offseason as well. We talk about that. We got Bordick coming up at 8:45. And don't forget Daily Line. Lots of other stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here on 105.7 The Fan. All right. We were telling you guys the Birds, speaking of the Orioles, they got their manager. But according to John Heyman, they're not going to hire a GM. Are you okay with that? Like, I know people are like kind of complaining about this and name the president or whatever of baseball operations without fans. That this wasn't brought up during the season. I don't care about any of that.
Like, couldn't care less.
What is it? I don't. I mean, if Mike Elias is still there, then technically they still have a GM. As far as I'm concerned, that's somebody that did the job. So the idea of bringing somebody in to maybe do some more of the blocking and tackling on an everyday basis as a general manager and letting Mike oversee everything, I think is a good idea. But
I wouldn't take a job because then you're not really GM. I mean, I think he's going to maintain this position, this title, and do it exactly what he was doing. Just he's going to run the team.
You know what it feels like? It feels like when an offensive coordinator gets or a head coach gets he takes the play calls away from himself and he gives it to the offensive coordinator, and now somebody else is calling the plays because now I just get to oversee. It feels like that. With the situation, but I don't have any issues with it.
I think I believe it's a change in title only, and they're in no hurry to get hired GM. Of course they're not, because who would want the job? Your GM is still there. He's still the GM.
Yeah.
He's running things. What's Jerry Jones?
Yeah, exactly.
He's everything.
He's
the owner, president, and general manager. So, I mean, what's the difference?
Glory hole operator.
Yeah.
The other part of this, too, is I don't know if you noticed, so far, remember how they had three hitting coaches and everybody was bitching about it? Two of them are gone now.
Yeah.
Some other assistant coaches are gone, and you'd have to think that he's going to bring in his own staff. This is what we talked about when people said, well, would they keep Mancelino around even if they hired a new manager? You can't. You know what it's like? It's like breaking up with your wife and then living with her and her new boyfriend.
Yes.
Or if you're the new boyfriend and she's still living with her ex-husband, why is your ex-husband? You do not want somebody around that had control of these guys that can bend their ear. And
yes.
You worry. And Mancelino may be a great guy and not do any of this stuff, but that is the concern for a new guy coming in. He wants it to be his voice.
Yes.
And his voice only. And everybody, it filters down. Everybody's doing what he wants. And I'm sure Mike Elias feels the same way when he's issuing out, like, this is how our philosophy is. And there has to be a healthy mix of analytics, even if people don't like it. There has to be.
It's simply intelligence. It's funny? You know, I had a conversation with Elias, actually, at spring training about the NYPD. Because he found about my background. He goes, oh, you were involved in that CompStat stuff? I said, yeah, I ran it. It's the same thing. We took the intelligence that we were gathering in real time, and you used it accordingly. Didn't mean you had to do X, Y, Z, check a box, do this, do that. But, and I brought it here, an example, you know, say on the corner of Monroe and Fayette, there's 27 calls for drug sale between 7 at night and 3 in the morning. Guys in white t-shirts. Okay, you know that now. What do you do? Come up with a plan. You know, this is when they're there. People complaining. The old ladies upstairs are calling the police. They're wearing this kind of clothing. They're doing this at this time. Act on it. It's the same thing. So he said this. We have a lot in common with that.
Yeah, let me use it as this, and this might be another bad analogy. Remember the game show, Let's Make a Deal?
Sure.
And then you could choose whether you wanted what's in the box or what's behind the door.
Yeah.
You could choose one of the three doors to start off, and then you play a game, whatever. if they had percentages by which one is the best prize, like this has a 70% chance to be the best prize, this one has a 30% chance, this one has a 10% chance, which one are you picking?
Right.
The one that says 70%.
Of course.
Because, and that's all that analytics are. It's just telling you what they believe your best option is. But you do not have to go by the book on it. That's why I think, to me, like it needs to be 80% analytics, 20% feel. Because there has to be certain moments that you look at it and go, I just think it's better if we lay this one up. I understand the advantages are scoring the touchdown here, but if we kick a field goal, we're up 2 scores with 8 minutes left. You know, like those types of things. Like what the Rams did, for people that don't understand, the Rams had a chance to go up 17 points against the Ravens. That's 3 scores against a team that can't score against you. Why on earth would you go for it on fourth down to try to get a touchdown to make it 21? Have they shown you anything whatsoever to make you believe they're going to get in the end zone multiple times?
Right.
No. So even though the analytics are telling you have a high percentage of getting this, to me, it makes more sense to kick the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and again, you can use analytics and how you see fit. They've taken over in all sports. Everyone's using them. Companies are creating algorithms and selling them to the leagues to kind of evaluate talent. It's insane some of the things I've seen over the past 5 years with technology and how it's being used in sports.
Yeah. But I think it's a good thing. And I don't think it's used enough sometimes, like strike zone.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, that's obvious here now with what we've seen. I mean, I'm tired of banging on freaking officials and referees and umpires, but like, get it right. Nobody is here to watch you. I don't need you to do the over-exaggerated strike call.
Yeah.
I don't need you to make, like some guys, you know, the one guy goes, he just throws a hair. That's what he does. Yeah. Okay, you made a grunt. That's great. Make sure the players know what's going on.
Yes.
The same way when a guy dives and traps a ball, make a call so he knows what he can do. If the call ends up being wrong, then let that guy go back to the position.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a call for him to do something, and it clearly looked like you pointed down to first base. But I guess that was your strikeout call. Huh? Jackass, man. It's just...
They only practice those when they're in training.
I bet. I bet it's like the guys that have touchdown celebrations.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I do like the guy that goes, no. And so he pitched the ball. No. That mean ball? No. Just yelling at you. Like, come on, man. This playoffs and this World Series has been, outside of having a team that I'm rooting for, one of the best ones I've ever watched.
Yeah. This postseason in general for me, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
And I have no teams in it, but it's been entertaining, man.
And you know what's going to happen. They're going to follow up this amazing season by having a labor dispute. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Next 2 years, we're going to be dealing with this yet again, right? But either way, you know, when we're talking about the Orioles, I think we're starting to see those things happen. I'm glad that part is done because now it's working on the roster
because
you have to find a closer.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how many bullpen arms you need to get. You're going to get a frontline starter to go along with this just because you can't rely on Grayson Rodriguez. And adding a frontline starter would be, I don't know, a good thing to go along with the guys you have. If Bradish comes back healthy.
What's Bautista's future?
I don't think he's pitching at all next year.
Wow.
I mean, Joe, have you heard anything different about Bautista? Like maybe at the end of the year, but I thought I read that they expect him to be out all of next season.
Yeah.
And there's always that chance that you don't come back just right those type of injuries. But there's so many names out there. Like I think the Orioles are going to have some pieces in their farm system that we've been hearing about maybe come up and be a part of the bullpen, like Chase McDermott, depending on how health goes and all the other things. But there's some really live arms in this farm system now. Remember we were talking about they didn't have any pitching prospects coming up, but because they sold off the pieces last year. You've got I can't wait to see the kid Boston in the farm system come up, the pitcher they got from the Padres. Like, just going to be ridiculous. And he has those Chris Sale type feels. We didn't get Garrett Crochet, but something similar to that. So, just feel like this is going to be an exciting offseason for people. We're going to have lots of guys bitching about who they sign. I just hope they don't do the, I know why they signed Tyler O'Neill, right player, right price. But it can't be that anymore here. You need to go get right player at whatever the price may be at this point.
Yeah.
And again, this isn't me. Like people say, well, all the owners, they're all rich. They can spend as much money. They can go out and spend. It's not good business. Because if people aren't coming out to watch the team, then they're losing money. And then all of a sudden you start to make adjustments. Because I don't care what owner it is. If his name's not Steve Cohen, he cares about losing money. Yeah. And I don't like. I think Steve Cohen cares about losing money, but not with the Mets because ultimately that's his baby.
Yeah, he's
a fan that owns a team.
He sure is.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
and I still, despite the Mets' failure this year, I still think he's great for them.
Yeah. Well,
but he's trying. Put his money where his mouth is.
He spent $1 billion in the offseason.
Yeah.
A billion. Hold on, put my pink. 1 million. No, a billion.
A billion.
Just unreal. All right, we're going to talk some more baseball. We'll get Mike Bordick's thoughts on the manager they hired this World Series. Has he ever been as hot as Vlad Guerrero is right now? We'll talk to Mike Bordick about all those things. That's coming up next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's here on the Fan. All right, welcome back. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. We head out to get our first guest of the day. We talk to Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. How are you? I'm so happy to be your first guest of the day. Thank you.
It's amazing. And by the way, best guest of the day, because you're the only one. But also worst guest of the day. Sorry, Mike.
That's
no,
all right.
No, man.
That's all right. I'm well-rounded.
Real quick, tell us about the podcast where we get into the nuts and bolts of the World Series and Orioles.
All right. Yeah, the Be More Baseball podcast or Be More Sports pod, if you want to go check it out on Spotify, all the I guess podcast sites and definitely YouTube. Please subscribe and like. We had our second edition of the Billy Beane interview, of course, the Moneyball movie based on, you know, his experience with the Oakland A's. But it was an awesome interview. We got really enlightened, or at least I did, on his approach to analytics nowadays, because he was kind of considered the godfather of sabermetrics back then, bringing it into baseball more aggressively. And now it's obviously matured into analytics. So, and he likes the way the game is right now. And I tried to give him a little pushback, and he had some really good, strong answers that made me look at things a little bit differently. So a lot of fun right there. So check it out. Be More Sports Pod on your podcast listening station. There you go.
There you go. There you have it. All right, Bordy. We were talking a couple of different things from, you know, Michael Elias' new position to the big story, obviously, the Orioles name a new manager. Seems to get a lot of thumbs up from people in the baseball world that they've actually done a good thing here. What do you think about the new hire and him turning down two other jobs before this, et cetera?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, the National you know, pundits say that he's, you know, a qualified, you know, guy, experience in the game. He's been around some really, you know, smart baseball guys, and obviously kind of grew up in the analytics system as a catcher coming through the minor leagues. So, listen, I think it's great. I think we all kind of were thinking there might be a link to the Orioles in some way, maybe a former baseball guy with Oriole background, but they're obviously staying away from that. And I tend to not agree with this approach because, I don't know, I just feel like Baltimore is a, you know, it's the smallest big city in the world, and I think they really lock on to the tradition. Now, if this guy comes in there and they start winning again, obviously he'll start his own nice tradition, but I kind of believe in, you know, still the old school kind of baseball. I think about getting guys to work hard and stuff. Listen, it's a new game, so I'm excited to see, you know, what he does. And what I'm interested in, though, too, is because I've seen this recently when teams hire new managers, they don't let them pick a coaching staff. So the you know, Mike Elias or whoever the general manager would put his own people in place. So we'll see if they give him this kind of freedom. I know the Orioles have let a couple coaches go. I don't know if it's the right coaches, but <Yeah. laughs> they've let a couple go. And so we'll see if he brings his own group of people in.
Talking to Mike Bordick here, going over some stuff with the Orioles, but I also want to get your take on the World Series because Ed and I agree that this has been one of the best postseasons we've watched without having a rooting interest for our team, right? Like, from just the standpoint of how great the series have been, some of the games, we had an 18-inning game the other night where it's like, how do you come back the next day? And, oh, by the way, the guy that played 18 innings had to pitch the next night. It's just been insane. Yeah. What we've seen from Shohei Ohtani has been otherworldly. And the sad part is the best hitter in the postseason has been Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah.
How about it? You guys are right, man. This has been such an exciting postseason. I think just great, you know, storylines. When the Mariners were in, everybody pulling for them to make it to the World Series. The Blue Jays keep fighting and clawing and working their way to the top. And a nice comeback win last night. Listen, Vladimir Guerrero is all of a sudden asserting himself as, wait, how come I never get any all-star and like one of the best in the game recognition? His glove has been incredible. Now, there a play last night kind of got by him, that Freddie Freeman, but still, his bat has been incredible. His focus, the way he's running the bases. I mean, this guy is really planting himself as one of the, you know, hey, you want a real superstar, he's up there across the border, and he is doing some wonderful things. And, you know, and he's kind of leading this team. I think they're all jumping on and feeling that energy. But this blueprint that the Blue Jays have put together this year with, you know, this unrelenting offense where everybody's fighting for an at-bat just to put a ball in play, put some pressure on defense, it works, man. And these guys can put up a crooked number. They got some pop and Guerrero Jr. in there. But, you know, I still think the Dodgers may come out on top. But as far as sheer entertainment value, you know, I think it's been a lot of fun. The 18-inning game takes us back in time a few years ago when they played real baseball, so you could appreciate things a little bit more and how teams were going to set up the next day. But when you said, yeah, Shohei Ohtani, who just got on base a record 9 times in a row, is now going to be your starting pitcher the next night, man. This is must-see TV. I love every second of it. We are watching just, you know, the greatest player right in front of our eyes do incredible things on the grandest stage. I love it, man. I can't wait for tonight, to be honest with you.
Speaking of Ohtani, we've been discussing this too, and like, how the guy's not just a 50 home run, 50 stolen base guy.
What planet is he from?
Yeah, he's a top of the rotation pitcher. He's an ace in the true sense of the word. I'm old. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, and I don't think we will again. My opinion, he's the greatest player to ever play this game. I don't know
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think it's really cool because I think there are going to be a lot of kids that continue to try to do that. And I think most baseball guys coming up through, you know, they pitch. They play shortstop. They hit. They do it all. They're just well-rounded baseball players. And then, you know, as the pecking order goes, one thing might stand out. But Ohtani, like you said, you know, he's the biggest, he's the best on the field at just about everything he does, and the best players in the world are looking at him in awe and wonder of like what this guy, you know, is going to do next. Last night, listening to Magic Johnson talk about Shohei Ohtani, I thought this is the thing. And I think as an athlete, you think of discipline. You think of, okay, when you come to the field, you get your ground balls, you work on your mechanics, you get your swings in the batting cage. He's taken it, and a lot of these athletes nowadays do. They take it to the next level where they understand more about what they're putting in their body, how they literally take care of this human body to maximize it. And I think he is doing that. His discipline is better than anybody's, Magic Johnson said. How he works and the way he goes about his business, his sleep cycles are critical to him. And that's why he stays fresh and he looks like I can't even imagine playing 18 innings and going out there and trying to pitch. My mind can't wrap my head around it. It's almost in the same category as when we talk about Cal and the game streak. You just like, what, how does that happen? And Shohei's starting to do those type of things. And it's really impressive, but this is the way of the modern athlete, man. I'm telling you. Sleep patterns, freaking what you put in your body, everything comes into play.
Well, with the Blue Jays win last night, Mike, before we let you run, it's guaranteed that it goes back to Toronto, but what do you think happens in the next three games?
Well, I still feel the Dodgers just have too much firepower. Yeah, and I think they're going to pull away. I think tonight they'll probably win there, you know, in L.A., and it would be really cool to see it go game seven up there in Canada. I predicted six games for the Dodgers, so I guess I have to stick with that.
Good stuff, man. Mike, appreciate it as always, man. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, Jeremy. All right, Ed. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bordy's great, man.
I love talking to him.
Yeah. I like talking off the air and just hitting him. I think I've told this story before. I'll tell it again real quick. I was at a concert. I think it was the old Dominion concert. Maybe it was somebody else down at CFG Bank.
Yeah.
And Bordy's kids were there. So they were there to see the concert, whatever, hanging out. And I get introduced to him, Mike Bordy's kids. And I literally say to him, because you know Bordy was on that organ diet, right, where he was just eating all internal organs.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. He was eating testicles.
Yeah.
So I went to Bordy's son. I said, you ever eat your dad's balls?
Oh, that's nice.
Hold on. That came out the wrong way. But feel free to answer. No. I texted Bordy and I said, hey, before you hear it from someone else, man, I'm sorry. And he just started laughing. He's like, great. I can't wait to hear from him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And that's when I asked Bordy, I said, if you order, you know, a pair of Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever out at a restaurant, if you find a hair in it, do you send it back? Or is that just sometimes it happens?
Hmm.
Because they are testicles.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
Look at Joe's face. Anyway, all right. Is this show over yet? What the hell's going on
today?
It's going
quickly, bro. Yeah, it's hour four coming up.
Yeah, we're in the final hour coming up here. We're going to talk more Ravens. We'll be joined by Randolph Rice, talking about the NBA gambling scandal a little bit here. But up next, if you're the Ravens, are you the only targeting edge rushers and run stoppers during trade talks? I want to hear who you guys want to hear them go after or see them go after. 410-583-1057. I'll give you a couple names when we come back as well right here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.